brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
Let's go to Jennifer in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. What's going on, Jennifer?
Well, hi. Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm so excited. It's Jade and John hosting today.
We're excited to talk to you.
So I'm looking for some ideas on how to deal with my adult son. I just want to say it's so hard to be a parent to adult children. My husband and I have three adult children. They're all college graduates. They are all gainfully employed. So our plan, because it was important for us that they go to college, so our plan was that we would pay for 25% of their college needs, you know, their tuition and room and board, and then they were responsible for the other 75%.
Okay.
So then of that 75%, whatever they would need to cover that, we would just loan it to them. And our gift to them was that it would be interest-free.
Oh,
so that way they
didn't
have to take out any loans.
So one of your kids is not paying you back, are they?
Well, he's paying me back, but boy, it's like a turtle. I need him. I'm just like our daughter. She got after it right away. And she, you know, within 5 years, she was all paid off. And then our other son, his amount is so much smaller that I'm really not too worried about him.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's that middle son. I'm just like, wow, honey, this is a lot of money.
How much?
It's his grand total was $57,750.
Uh-huh.
Have you written out terms and handed them the terms of the loan repayment plan?
And, John, that was our mistake. In hindsight, we should have had something written down, some kind of goals or rules or payment plan or something, but we didn't. We just said, you know, 9 months after you graduate, the payments will start. The payments will be whatever you can handle at the time. And that's kind of just how we left it. So in hindsight, we should have done it differently.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so how much would you say you're receiving? Are you receiving anything or you're getting some, but it's sporadic? Tell us a little bit about middle child paying back.
Yep. So he has a pretty decent job, I'll say. I really don't know what he makes. We don't talk about that. And I'll start out by saying our relationship is good.
Hold on. No, it's not. It's not good. It's not good. He's got this hovering over him. You've got it hovering over you.
Yeah.
And even coming out the gate saying he's got a good job, you don't know. He could be making $30,000 a year or he could be making $250,000. You don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're already bringing some baggage. Like, things are good, except that, you know what I mean? It's important just to call a spade on this one.
So at 9 months, We decided together that $250 a month would be his payment.
Okay.
That's what he said he could handle. So I said, great. So like 2 years went by and he was still only at $250. But in the meantime, he's gotten a few raises. And of course, he's probably gotten some tax refunds.
Oh,
okay. So you're trying to spend his money for him.
You can't. Y'all made an agreement and he's keeping up the agreement.
Well, I know he's never missed a payment.
Well, okay. He's doing exactly what y'all sat down and agreed to. The bank can't call you and be like, hey, we see you make more money. You should pay us back faster for this car note. Like, y'all shook hands. Was it a terrible deal that y'all shook hands on? Both of you? Yes. $250 a month, he's going to owe you for the rest of his life.
Uh-huh.
And y'all are...
I know, 19 years. I calculated it.
I know, but you shook hands on it with him.
Jennifer, you're in the wrong.
Yeah, you can't...
I'm sorry,
you can't spend his money for him.
Yeah. It was... And on many ways was this not the right choice, and I hope that you see this in retrospect. Number one, you can't lend money to family members. You have to give it or don't do it at all, because it changes the relationship. Like you said earlier, oh, our relationship is good, and then John went through and told you why it's not as good as you think. And then the next thing is, you guys decided the terms and you shook on it or shaked or pinky swore on it, whatever you did, and then you changed them in your mind based off of what you think that he's making more and what he should be doing. That's not fair.
But
I know.
I know.
No, hold on. Jennifer, in a perfect world, you're right. He should go, my parents gave me $57,000 extra dollars to go to school. 75 in total, but 57,000 is mine. And I'm going to knock this out as quickly as possible. Should that be the way the world just works? Yes, it should.
But he doesn't have, here's the thing. He, unless he starts listening to the Ramsey show and he becomes motivated to get out of debt, he has no real motivation. There's no interest on it. Mommy holds the loan. She's not going to come repo my house or my car. There's no, you have not built in any sense of urgency around this deal.
So why, so I'm, I've been thinking, so can I like create a business, a payment plan? Like
you can do whatever you want. Just know it may come at the cost of the relationship with your son, mm-hmm. or it's going to have to be, hey, I agreed to something. I agreed to $250 a month. And, we're going to begin to plan in 3 months or 90 days or in 6 months. I want to move that up to 500 or to 600, or I want this whole thing done in 5 years. It's starting to weigh on us, our relationship or whatever. But you don't know that he's not talking to his friends saying, my mom and dad really set me up for mm-hmm. success. They gave me an interest-free loan to go to school. They're barely requiring me to pay it back. And it's really setting up me and my family. They may think you were the greatest parents ever. And over and on your side, you're like, I've got a degenerate son who doesn't. He's just doing exactly what y'all agreed on.
What's your son like? What's he like?
I love him to death.
Of course.
But it's just money. His whole life, he's just ignored money. So, because I think it gives him a lot of anxiety. I think he just thinks if I don't address it and I can make all my payments and, you know, I'm in good standing everywhere, I must be making enough money. He just doesn't think beyond tomorrow.
And okay. Can we be honest about why? He's never had to.
Yeah.
You've always taken care of him. You've always come up with the money for him. And then secretly you seethed that he wasn't like your other two kids.
Yeah, I wish he'd be more like his sister.
Exactly. And you know what? Here's the deal. He feels that from you. He knows he's not enough for you. And because everything's been taken care of, he doesn't know why. He just knows mom doesn't like him. Mom's always asking about my money. Mom's always asking about my tax return. And there's this hovering $50,000+ gap that makes sitting down at the dinner table really tough for us.
So what you're saying is just leave it alone and
no.
I just have to...
No, I. If you and your husband say, hey, we need this money for retirement, or you and your husband say, hey, we think we're setting a bad example, I think you sit down, but as part of the conversation, you can't start the conversation with... Your sister did this and your brother did this and you're just, it can't do that because y'all shook hands on it.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be, hey, I messed this up. Your whole life, I have let you go around the issue of money, which accelerates anxiety. It pours gasoline on anxiety instead of holding your hand and walking you through the middle of it. And I didn't do my job and I'm sorry. But we can't do, I'm not going to be, have my son in debt to me for 19 years.
Mm-hmm.
I love you too much for that. And that means we're going to have to accelerate the payment plan. I'm willing to help you with a budget. Jade and I, we're going to give you Financial Peace University and every dollar for you to hand to him as a gift and say, here's a path on how to walk through that anxiousness to healing on the other side of this deal, to where money is not an anxious, it's not an anxious thing. But to change the terms, and he might say, I don't have it. I don't got it.
Mm-hmm. And then what?
And then what, right?
Yeah.
So and then you just have to accept the fact that you, if you say, I want to change the terms and he says, I don't want to do that, I can't do that, or I have these other responsibilities, there does come a point where you kind of have to accept.
Yeah, you got a choice to make. You're going to lose your son, or you're going to, this is what we agreed on.
And so that's what he has said to me. But I don't think he's really sitting down and looking at his finances to know if he couldn't even bump it $50 a month.
Yes, but you don't get to choose that.
You don't know. Yeah.
And, you want to choose it, but you don't get to choose it. Let me tell you something. My husband and I had a Parent PLUS loan that was in his mother-in-law's name, and it got to the point, because she wanted us to pay it off more quickly than we were. It got to the point that it was getting frustrated, and we finally had to decide, when you're around us, you have to choose the mom hat or the bill collector hat.
Right.
You can't be both. And so once she realized that, and it's like, okay, like, mom hat time. I love you, all these great things, and... The less that she chose to put on the tax collector hat, the better the relationship got.
You have to own your mistake on this one and not be mad at him that he's not thinking $50 more or $100 more. If you're going to change the terms, sit down and change the terms like adults. But you got to go first and say, I messed this up.
Create your free every dollar budget today. The simplest way to budget for your life.